guess we'll start off with a prayer. I don't know. You do.
Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this chance to serve you, Lord. I just pray that you're with us in all that we do. I pray that you watch over and protect the citizens of Taney County. Thank you again for all your blessings. Just be with us and help us serve you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Follow me with a pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I got on here commission remarks. Do you have any, Brandon?
No, sir.
I have one to comment to make about the accounts payable. I looked through there this morning, and I seen that the two BOE members were just now getting paid for their duties that they performed in July. I think that's a little bit ridiculous. Time frame is way too long. Just wanted to make those remarks.
So we're clear on it. Whose responsibility is it to make sure they get the stuff?
Well, Don always turns that stuff in through the accounts payable.
I believe it's Nikki's responsibility.
I don't know.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 345696 through 345761. Sans check number 345721 needs to be voided. There's a credit that wasn't applied by the company, I believe. Did Ms. Jasper catch that?
Yes.
So we need to void check number 345721. It's going to be rewritten for next week for the correct amount.
Okay, I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes 921 and 924 and executive session minutes 921, all with corrections. There's a misspelled name in there.
I'll second the regular session minutes, and I want to wait and do the executive session another date. I'll second the regular session minutes.
So you rescind my motion?
I'll rescind your motion there.
No, you want me to rescind my motion?
Yeah.
Rescind my motion. Move to approve previous meeting minutes, regular session for 9:21 and 9:24 with corrections.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We've got on here MoDOT monthly update, but I don't see anyone here from MoDOT, so we'll move on to the court orders. The bid recommendations for engineering, architectural road, and bridge shop building number 201508-311.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This first item is a request for qualifications, number 201508-311, for a shop building as requested by the Road and Bridge Department. this particular request for qualifications are released on August the 15th, 2015. We opened responses here on September the 16th. We received responses from three different companies, Enform Architecture, HDR Engineering, and GHN Architects. Mr. Hayes took possession of those responses and has completed a thorough review, requested, and we had approved the agenda for this morning to make a recommendation for award. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes at this time for details on his recommendation.
After reviewing all three requests, I'm going to make a recommendation.
Responses,
three responses. We'll make a recommendation to recommend HDR Engineering Architectural for the Roden Bridge Shop Building.
So this was an RFQ?
Yes.
Move to award RFQ number 201508-311 to HDR for Engineering Architectural Services.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now we have a bid recommendation for Engineering Architectural Transfer Station Building, number 201508312.
Yes, sir. This is was requested by Roden Bridge at the same time, also released on August the 15th. We opened responses on September 16th, RFQ for shop for a for the transfer station. On this particular request for qualifications, we received only two responses, Inform Architecture and HDR. GHN Architects declined to respond to this particular request for qualifications. Mr. Hayes took possession of these responses as well, completed a thorough review, and prepared to make his recommendation for award.
After I reviewed both responses, I'm also going to make a recommendation we award to HDR for Engineering Architectural for Transfer Station.
Move to award bid number 2015 or RFQ number 201508-312 to HDR for Engineering Architectural Services for Transfer Station.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'd like to offer a comment on the record on both of these awards that Mr. Hayes and I had discussed, some of the reasoning just for the media and for the record. The revised statutes of Missouri as that dictates our process in letting out requests for qualifications has two key elements that HDR has met in both of these particular RFQs, and that is local knowledge of the project and geographical proximity to the project, and those were two major determining factors in Mr. Hayes's recommendation process. Is that right, Randy?
Well, we're going to have a bid recommendation for mechanic services number 201508-313. It's got a mark there. This is not the trench drain agreement. We have another one on that, don't we? Or is this the trench?
Yeah, this is not the trench drain.
Okay.
This is.
All right.
This is a bid that was requested be put out by Roden Bridge. Also had conversation with the sheriff on this particular. This is actually a term and supply request for mechanical services to have a vendor on contract to cover major vehicular repairs. This is term and supply I had written to accommodate all of our heavy equipment as well as all of our patrol vehicles and normal vehicles. It's entirely possible that a situation might occur where we would have a breakdown that would not technically qualify for emergency but go well over the bid limit for repair. This particular term and supply contract, once awarded and finalized, would cover any costs without the need for us to park a vehicle or store a vehicle while we went through a lengthy bid process. This was let out also on August the 15th. We opened responses here on September the 16th. We received responses from Tri-Lakes Motors and Brown's Auto Care. And Mr. Hayes took possession of those responses, completed a thorough review, and I'll turn it over to him for his comments and recommendation details.
I've reviewed the two bids received, and this is for cars and pickups only. We didn't get anything for anything heavy equipment, trucks, that type. So this is for smaller cars and pickups only. I'm going to recommend we award to both companies. I've also talked with Jimmy about this and give him copies of the bid so they've had a chance to kind of look at this. This will help him as well as our department and other departments within the county as far as our pickups and cars if we have a major repair that our mechanics can't handle that will exceed the bid limit. So.
Where's Brown's Auto Care out of?
Taneyville.
Is there another business that someplace that we were already taking some stuff to every once in a while?
We have.
Did they not bid?
We invited all particular.
Okay. I just knew that there was some usage of another way. We didn't bid.
We've been using Plumbers right. quite a bit, and I also contacted them to make them aware of the bid. Contacted several mechanic shops to make aware of it, and this was the only two that we received.
Sounds good.
I have a question on this. I was wondering if the provision of hiring a new person at the mechanic's barn in assistance with the we had a retiree up there and we never replaced the person that helped at that mechanic shed, and I just wondered if the hiring of a qualified mechanic in that position would take care of this need.
That's something that Jimmy and I were basically going to talk about because the person we've got there now plans to retire next year, so we're going to be looking to either put somebody in there, but that's something we need to.
I know there's some applicants that are qualified.
If you don't mind me responding to that, the way this term and supply contract is designed.
See, if we hire somebody, we don't have to use this.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the way I word all of our requests. This is the wording within this, which would become part of the contract as well, stipulates that when county sources are not available to handle a certain repair, or a certain repair goes beyond the expertise of our available mechanics on staff. So we're not locked into this. And also designating both vendors, I think, is a very good idea, A and B, where if geographically it covers the county as well as if one particular service is booked up or whatever. But we would only be using these folks when our mechanics are not able to handle the problem, and that's the way it's working.
Right.
Randy and I had discussed this, and as he said, we need to sit down and look and see how much work we've got going and what. Because if we're actually going to do the actual mechanic work out there, you know, there's going to have to be a lot of training for the people to make sure they're up to date on the vehicles, and there's going to have to be equipment purchased.
Right.
So there's a lot of expense to actually getting set up for that, other than just the regular maintenance that we do.
Right. I'm just bringing that forward because there's probably some discussion that needs to be made about replacement of. If we have another retiree at the same position, then we need to have a replacement of a qualified mechanic out there. I'm fine with the way that they've approached this, I guess. If it's a transmission or something like that, that we have to go in a different direction anyway. So
We have a transmission service on contract with us now.
Okay. All right.
And I don't have a problem with either one of these. With there being as many in town or in the county, I would assume there'd be more responses. Is my only question, I guess, earlier. So,
yeah.
Move to award bid number 201508-313 to both Trilex Motors and Brown's Auto Care Plus.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we have the trench drain agreement, and then we'll, after that, we're going to switch back and get into our regular agenda.
Thank you.
You got the trench drain agreement?
You guys should have that.
You should that. Just have that as a...
Well, I mean, is it just...
That's just an approving agreement. Approval. Kane County and Spurlock Industries.
Well, I
didn't recognize you back there.
I'm here.
I don't care what you do. Dad asked me every morning where I went after I shaved, so.
All right. We have this trench drain agreement, and I think it was actually voted on last week or something.
Yeah, we just the agreement to get it started.
Okay.
We've already awarded it.
I guess we need a motion for me to proceed. Is that what we want to do? Or how you want to go about that?
Move to approve the agreement for trench drain, file number 084RB.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Let's see. Let's move back up to our MoDOT monthly update. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I've got a little bit more detail. I think I've mentioned the last couple of meetings that our revenue stream was up for the fiscal year ending in June. We're in the process right now of actually making projections for the following fiscal year. We usually do our projections in the October, November range and present those to the commission, I think, towards the first of the year. What I've been told so far is we will... since we are going to be able to produce the 40 to 45 million that we thought we would need in match to receive our federal funds, overall statewide that will give us about $210 million, because it's a 4-to-1 match. So in our district, that is going to include we've got several proposed overlays, which we still are focusing on the primary system, but with the $210 million, the commission felt that that was enough money that we could start to look at the supplementary system, which would also allow us to look at some bridges that we knew were in critical condition but weren't on the primary system. So in our district, that's going to translate to about somewhere between 14 to 17 bridges that we'll be able to add to the 2017 STIP. I'm not sure how many miles of overlays that will include, but I do know it will include some supplementary routes. We are still sticking with maintenance only and some safety projects, which the safety projects, we always had those in the works, and we actually have to do some safety projects because of the way the federal government sends the money down. We have to do federal safety projects. The safety projects will be mainly focused on high-friction surface treatments, which is what we did out here at 65 at Saddlebrook, and we also did one of the ramps coming off James River onto I-44. And then also we'll be looking at additional 2-foot shoulders with rumbles, and those will probably occur mainly on the supplementary system. And also J-turns is something that they told us we could consider. And the J-turns are like we put down at Rochester Road on 65, where we basically limit the left turns out. Sometimes we actually limit the left turns in, but in that case, we actually allowed left turns in but no left turns out, so you have to merge with traffic and then make a U-turn in the median and come back. We call that a J-turn just because of the shape.
Is that by, down there by the state line?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we've got one there. We've got at least one on Highway 13 north up towards Osceola, and then I believe we've got a couple on 65 north of Springfield. So not too many in our district. I know some of the other districts have been utilizing them. They're one of those things, they're a little bit like roundabouts. Until a community has one and sees that it works really well, they're vehemently opposed. They don't like the idea of being inconvenienced by 10 seconds. But once they figure out that they can merge into traffic and make that U-turn quicker than they can sit and wait on a gap in traffic for four lanes, then once we've got them in, usually they're well accepted. But it's just getting people to accept them in the first place. So, but those are all safety items that we'll consider. And again, like I said, that we're focused on maintenance, so we're talking about overlays and bridge repairs, but that will be extended to some of the supplementary system. So more to come on that. We actually received approval of this concept from the commission at the beginning of this month. We're towards the end of the month, obviously, now. We are meeting with our planning partners this week, so the RPCs and the MPO. We have meetings set up with them. We already have a list of proposed projects, but until they approve those projects, I don't want to get into specifics because they may switch something out or they may go a different route. But we've got a list of recommendations and cost estimates to present to them this week. So further on that next month. As far as construction in the area, obviously 125 and 160 have been completed. We've come back in with our maintenance forces and repaired the damages there at 125. I know Randy contacted me immediately when we had that big washout and offered to help, and we really appreciate the county stepping up and helping us out in any of those instances. So hopefully we can, provide mutual aid at any time anybody needs anything, because I really think that's a very healthy relationship, and we appreciate that you guys are willing to step up. So. On the bridge side, the 76 bridge is on schedule. Nothing has changed there. I did put a note into the project manager because I didn't know it, but I guess they were out doing some cores on the bridge, the existing bridge, last week. I'm assuming that they're kind of determining what they've got involved with demolition on the bridge, trying to determine how much surface treatment and that type of thing they've got. But I don't know that for sure, but that was my assumption. So. I did get a call from Representative Rowland, and I'm working on doing some research. He was concerned because I guess when we went back out and striped 160, some of the passing areas changed, or actually were more limited, so there's not as many passing areas. And so I'm doing some research on that for him to find out if we just screwed something up or if we had some new engineering rules, which we can be. As the rules change, some of that stuff can get more restrictive as far as passing lanes, so that may be the case. On the partnering side, or I should say more on the city side of things, we're working with the City of Branson on 76 for the Spirit of 76 project and also the downtown project. Both of those are progressing. I believe the downtown project will be about five phases. The Spirit of 76, I'm not sure yet how many phases that's going to finally end up being. At one time, we talked about five, and we've talked about eight, and so I'm not sure where they'll end up on that. They are going to let a buried utilities contract ahead of the main project, and they're thinking right now that bid will probably happen somewhere around November. I think that's a good thing because we had a lot of utilities that are overhead right now that all need to be put together in one trench. And that was going to be very disruptive and just hard to get that all done ahead of the road work. And then the road work should bid sometime next spring or early summer is what I'm anticipating at this point for the very first phase, which will be right around the Gretna area. So it'll be from Ripley's, believe it or not, down to Presley's, I believe is what we our first phase. So that's progressing. The downtown, like I said, it's in five phases. They'll be getting ready to do the next phase, which is just to the north of where they're at right now. Nothing there. Hollister is getting ready to, they got a grant, a federal highway grant for sidewalks. And so we're in the process of going over plans with them. They're hoping to get those bid out probably this winter. And then obviously Forsyth is in the process of putting in sidewalks, and that's same type of funding. It's federal funding that we administer through MoDOT. We kind of are the acting agency to make sure that everything gets, you know, all the T's get crossed and the I's get dotted. But that was actually STP funds, which that's a little pot of funds that they get every year. So they're entitled to those funds, where Hollister actually had to do a competitive grant process to get their funds. So, but both sidewalk jobs and both highly needed by the community. Obviously, the Forsyth one is right here along 160. The Hollister one will be from the school down on BB, and then it'll go several hundred feet towards the, I guess it'll be towards the west. We can't pick up everything, but they're going to get several blocks where the majority of their kids are actually walking from. So
that's a good deal. That's much needed.
Yeah, I think it really is. We went out and walked it last week with the consultants, and there was a little goat path, so you knew exactly where the sidewalk needed to go. That kind of helps you out when they've already kind of established their path. So, but it'll be a really good project when it gets done. And that's all I've got right now. Do you gentlemen have anything?
I do.
Be very disappointed.
Be very disappointed.
I would. Didn't anything last week about weed eradication or anything. So.
Yeah. Well, I can still talk about all that, but I'm not. I'm going to talk about the Coon Creek bridge between on East 76. The deterioration of the top side is terrible. I don't know whether you're...
Let me see if it's on the list of proposed bridges.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find that real quick.
You said the Coon Creek Bridge on...
Yeah, it's on East 76. It's that little short bridge where the, after you come off, start up Mount Branson. It's right there. Mm-hmm. That little, had a lot of comments from the public about natural concrete falling into the roadway there.
So the deck, the actual
deck up on top. I don't know whether the deck is. I'm assuming that there must be somewhat decay of the decking versus what stands up above it as the Branson. You know, it pretty well matches the old Branson Bridge there with all the, but the rebar's showing a lot in its, a lot of concrete stuff. I think you went across it and actually asphalted, patched it there within the last month.
Okay.
But it sure needs some attention. Okay. It needs looked at anyway.
We do have three possible bridges that are listed in Taney County that are all, well, two of them are on 76, but King Creek is not one of them. So no. I will check with them and see.
Yeah, check and look at this.
What's going on? Because I don't know what. I'll check with our bridge engineer and see what he's got scheduled.
All right, appreciate it.
I will let you know that the two, just so we're not getting our terminology mixed up. Actually, I do have three on 76, but they're all. It says Kentucky Creek, Beaver Creek, and Caney Creek.
Okay.
That's the three I've got listed as possibilities.
No, so. And be sure and check that one for me. I appreciate it, Beth, and thank you.
So hopefully, I hesitate because we only will have so much money, and they went by highest priority, and those are on the list, but they're towards the bottom of the list. So depending on what they decide they can actually cover, those three bridges may make the 2017 list. If they don't, then obviously they would roll to the 2018 considerations.
So. Right.
But they're not scheduled yet.
Okay.
But I will check on Coon Creek so we can afford.
All right.
Pretty well traveled, too.
It is. Yeah, there's 20,000 cars, I think, that travel that. I believe the last count when we did the intersection there for the roundabout, I believe it was close to 20,000 cars on 76 Highway.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
In that area. Now, once you get out of that area, I think we're more towards the 5,000, which is still a healthy amount of traffic on a two-lane road.
Right.
So I've got lots of roadways that are well under 1,000 that are two-lane. So
right.
5,000 is quite a bit. But 20,000 is congested almost all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I was one of the skeptics about the roundabout. I'll make that perfectly clear.
I like to think about the oval.
We get that all the time.
It's more of an oval.
Yeah.
It's an oval about. That's why it works. It still scares me because the two exits for the bridges are so close together, and I think we do probably occasionally have either very near misses or maybe some little fender benders because those are so close. People are looking over their shoulder and getting ready to enter traffic, and they don't realize that the person that they thought had cleared is now turning right onto the next exit. So it's not an ideal roundabout, but that's how life is. So.
All right. Else? Thanks again.
All right,
we appreciate
thank you.
Your update.
All right, thanks.
Next under that is the court orders. And I went through those. Did you go through them this morning? Or you look at some of those. Brandon. There they are.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have six total personal property paid abatements, basically refunds in old terminology. On the first one, which is 74, I got looking at it, and I was trying to figure out what they was trying to abate. So I went back over to the assessor's office and got talking with them and found out that the 2006 Infiniti was on the books as a 2007, and that's what they deleted off. Don't know why it did not show up on the abatement correctly. That's something that we're looking into now. Find out what if someone put the numbers in incorrectly or what. But that's what that first one is. It went from a 2007 to a 2006 Infiniti.
But it's no different. It's a refund.
It's a refund. It's
and,
no different than the others.
Yeah. We'll consider those Exhibit A, I guess, all of those. There isn't any other exhibit, though, is there?
What's this fourth-year tax sale?
No, he got by accident. Those have been already completed.
Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that's all I have for you today, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Did Sheila, did you need to visit on those orders?
No, I just going to see the question that abatement that we got all taken care
of. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And we got Randy with this grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way of public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements.
You should have that there. This is pertaining to Brace Hill Road intersection. I got the easement signed, and it just needs to come for you gentlemen to be approved. And just
I thought we'd already done that, but I'm just...
Is this the... You showed us on the diagram where you wanted it to go, and then...
Yes.
So you've gone to them.
We've got the right-of-way.
Construction easement.
Okay. Right. As part of that statute, you gentlemen have to approve and accept it on the actual document. Yes.
In between. It doesn't have it wrote on there, but we want to make sure that we state it that way.
We are the grantees, they are the grantors.
Move to approve the grant of permanent professional easement right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and Jack and Denise Worthing.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Then the next we have the CDBG St. Street Apartments Project number 2008-D1-105. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
Last Thursday, we received the funds transfer for the $100,000 that is the only payment we'll receive for the CDBG project. What will need to happen, they want to close on this, Dignity Down Developmental Connections, they want to close on October 1st, which is Thursday, but we will not get the authorization to use funds until September 30th. So we're going to need an approval for the wire transfer to happen contingent upon receiving that authorization to use funds.
Okay, that makes the motion change a little bit.
Contingent upon what now?
The physical possession of the authorization to use funds letter. We have an email just loosely from Department of Economic Development that says that they'll be able to use those funds on October 1st, but I personally, and I hope you guys would want to see the same, the actual official authorization, not just an email.
Right.
We're calling that an authorization letter?
Yes.
From whom?
It's the authority to use grant funds from the Department of Economic Development.
Hold on. Authority to use... Excuse me, grant funds, authority to use grant funds.
From the Department of Economic Development.
Is that the State Department?
Yes, Missouri Department of Economic Development.
So we're serving as the pass-through agency from the Missouri Department of Economic Development to Dignity Now, so it's coming to us, and we're passing it on, so we're not using any county funds.
No, we've already got it.
I know, I just...
Yeah, you're just explaining it for the...
Right. Yeah, there's no question as to... So I would move to direct the county treasurer, Melanie Smith, to act on an immediate disbursement of the $100,000 Community Development Block Grant Project Number 2008-DI-105 funds via wire transfer on Thursday, October 1st, 2015 to Dignity Now Incorporated, contingent upon a physical possession of the authority to use grant funds letter from the Missouri Department of Economic Development.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And you can pass that to the minutes.
Now, if something comes up, let us know and then we
absolutely
can... You know, if we don't get the letter, when did they say we're going to get the letter?
It says that through the email, the comment period that they have open ends on September 29th, and they are going to issue that authority to use grant funds on September 30th. They're either going to overnight that, or I know I'm getting it by email as well.
So would you accept the... Because you said you want a physical possession of the letter. Is it an email version of that letter a physical?
If it is a scanned, signed.
Scanned, signed, stamped.
Okay. Stamped letter.
Okay.
I just don't want it to be an email that says you can. I want it on letterhead.
You want an actual official. Okay.
I should have been a little clearer, but I just want something on their letterhead that says, yes, we can use it before
we... Before we use it.
Use it.
All right. Thank you. I guess we'll recess and probably go into executive session around 10:30. So we are recessed.